Now, this man has received or is receiving subcutaneous bortezomib, is that correct? Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what you said when you started with this and how you approach managing while he was receiving subcutaneous bortezomib? And I also want to get into the issue of changing the schedule of bortezomib. What happened with this man when you started the sub-Q bortezomib?
Well, we started the sub-Q bortezomib a long time ago. We have over 100 patients on the subcutaneous. And basically, peripheral neuropathy is one of the dose-limiting toxicities of bortezomib. But in this study that was published in The Lancet last year by Dr. Moreau and colleagues, it was a non-inferiority study. The incidence of peripheral neuropathy was way reduced in the group that got subcutaneous bortezomib versus IV. I believe it was 53% to 38%. So these are wonderful things to hear. And it didn't
show it was
non-inferior.
You got those numbers exactly right. Very good.
What a guess.
Right off the top of your head. Wow.
And Dr. Moreau and the Lancet Oncology. Anyhow, the point is that our patients can safely receive this regimen in subcutaneous form. It's approved in the abdomen and the thigh. And when given there, you have very few injection site reactions. And the published abstract was, I think, less than 5%.